Well, it's good to see lots of boys and girls out this morning. I was told there wouldn't be as many as usual, but I can see quite a few scattered through this morning. Some of you, I'm sure, are already back from your holidays. Who's been on holiday and is back again? Just the boys and girls. I don't want the mums and dads getting excited, thinking back about holidays. Well, it's really good to see you back again. Now, I'm not sure if any of you went to the Mediterranean Sea, maybe down along Spain, or maybe you were in Tenerife, or maybe you were down in the south of France in the beautiful blue waters of the Mediterranean. And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, because maybe you were like me. I was just in Port Stewart, but the weather was just like the Mediterranean, so it was great this year. You know, the Mediterranean, at the entrance to the Mediterranean, as you enter it from the Atlantic Ocean, there are two great rocks. One of them is the Rock of Gibraltar. You may have seen pictures of that, maybe in a textbook at school, or maybe on television, or maybe you've even been there. But on the other side of what they call the Straits of Gibraltar, there's a mountain called Jebel Musa in a country called Morocco. And these two rocks are just like great pillars. And if you were going out of the Mediterranean and into the Atlantic Ocean, you would see these two great pillars on either side of the Straits of Gibraltar. You know, they're so famous that the pillars appeared in the 15th century on the Spanish coat of arms. Two pillars with a piece of writing underneath. I'm going to show you the piece of writing this morning. I know you don't learn Latin in school, and I'm told that this is Latin. I learnt it for a couple of years, but it's all been forgotten. But these are the words that would have been at the bottom of that coat of arms. Ne plus ultra. Now, can any of the mums and dads or grannies and grandas tell me what those words mean? Anyone know? No one can think back that far. Well, those words mean nothing more beyond, or no more beyond. And they were a warning to sailors that if you sailed out between these two great rocks, these two great pillars, they were saying to the sailors, there's nothing more beyond. People thought that you would just drop over the edge of the world. You say, well, that's really silly. How could they think that there was nothing more beyond? Well, the reason they thought that was because no one had ever gone beyond. No one had ever gone out into the Atlantic and come back to tell them that there was something more beyond those pillars. Well, of course, you know that someone did then go beyond. His name was Christopher Columbus. And as the little rhyme goes, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And what did he discover? He discovered America. Some people say it would maybe be better if he hadn't discovered America, but he did. And now, of course, you can go to lovely places like Florida, and you can go to Disneyland and all kinds of things because Columbus discovered America. There was something beyond, and everybody knew there was something beyond because Christopher Columbus came back to tell them. So it's not ne plus ultra, it became plus ultra. There is something beyond. And if you go to Spain today, you can go and see a monument, and that monument has a picture of a lion, and the lion is tearing off the knee off the front to leave just plus ultra, more beyond. And the Spanish changed their coat of arms to just have those two words, more beyond. No, boys and girls, there are lots of people who think that there is nothing more beyond this life. Lots of people who think that after death, it's ne plus ultra, no more beyond. And if you speak to lots of people, they'll say, well, how can I know there's more beyond? Because no one has ever gone beyond and come back to tell me that there is more beyond. If someone were to come back and tell me, then I would believe that there's more beyond. But you know, they're making a mistake. Because someone has gone beyond, and someone has come back to tell us. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20, we read, Christ is risen from the dead. and he has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. So this morning we can say, plus ultra, there's more beyond. There's life beyond death. There's resurrection life. There's eternal life, because Jesus rose from the dead and Jesus defeated death. We can have everlasting life. And how can we have this life? By putting our trust in the Lord Jesus, the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And we can know that eternal life by trusting in the Lord Jesus.